Welcome to the W5BSA repeater.
Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's a good time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This is a end-of-the-year edition. And this net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1644. It's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, December the 30th, 2025. Which in UTC time is Wednesday, December the 31st, 2025 at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Okay, thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We are on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston, and also the 443.325 repeater in Katy. They both have field tones of 123.0, and then there's the 146.7 repeater, and it's linked networked repeaters, and it's downtown. And then there's the AMSAT DMR talk group of 98006, YSF Fusion 11689, All-Star node is 572580 when those connections are up and running. And then there's also the Echo Link, and that's over at Star, AMSAT Star. Okay, I'll now take any check-ins.
Whiskey Delta 5, Julia Romeo Delta, WD5JRD Carl, Jersey Village. Good evening, Marty.
Kilo Delta 5, Apoxvec Julia, KD5BQJ, Herbert, West Houston.
Okay, very good, guys. Welcome to have you too, and let's say Happy New Year to you both. We got Carl, WD5JRD, over there in Jersey Village. You blurred me out over here. And then we got Herbert, KD5PQJ, and you got an excellent signal this evening. And, of course, you're over there in West Houston. So we appreciate those two check-ins there. We got anybody else? Okay, well, we're going to start with a little update here from the South Texas Blue Launch Team. First of all, our usual announcement in that the South Texas Blue Launch Team holds their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant. And then they have a meeting at 8 p.m. Central Time on Zoom on the Internet. And that's over at k5wh.net/zoom. So we appreciate Walter putting that on there for us. And we do have an update on balloon BLT-150, and that's from Marty, W5MF. And he and the family kids launched the balloon there, I guess, Christmas Eve. And it's been doing pretty good there. It's about gotten across the Atlantic and shows it's going to be headed into Africa quite soon. Probably already is. So we appreciate that update. And let's see.
BL-123.
Okay, that balloon actually was launched from Austin, Texas, W5MF slash E on 20 meters on Whisper, and it's also on W5MF-150 on Appers. Okay, and the update there from Walter was, looks like the W5MF-150 balloon is doing well at 42,000 feet or so, zipping across the Gulf on the way to Florida. So that was on from Saturday, and so it's made it quite a bit further than that now. And he says, Marty launched this one from Austin on Christmas Eve. And let's see, we also have an update that we got on the North Texas balloon launch guys, and when they were down here and they launched a balloon last week. Okay, this comes from Andrew Koenig, KE5GVB, and he says, good evening. We had a mostly successful flight on Christmas Eve. There were things that went well and things that didn't go well. Of course, this was pretty high altitude balloon launch that they made. And he says the DFM-17 radio sonde running as a tracker separated from the string and was recovered. The other two payloads, the WeNet camera payload and the RS-41, were not recovered. Since I suspect the RS-41 had an antenna issue, as it was fairly weak through most of the flight. The 1,200-gram balloon made it to 100,991 feet. And they got a lovely picture from about that altitude, it looks like. He says, my favorite pic from the WeNet payload was shortly after burst and received by a receiver in Limestone County, not far from Waco, with an X50 antenna. He says, this was a great demonstration of the new WeNet hat, which is 30 dBm instead of the previous 17 dBm radio. So it's a lovely picture, and no static or anything. It's completely perfect. Okay, there's a link if you'd like to look at the rest of the images, and or this one also. You can look over at ssdv.habhub.org/KE5GBB/2025-12-24. He says, we ran out of time to recover the payloads. If you're interested in an adventure and want to find them, the trajectory from the last packet indicates that the tree, circled in yellow, they have a picture, is the best place to start looking. And the area in red there in the picture is the realm of possibility based on the winds and ground level. Unfortunately, the landing probably dislodged the batteries in the RS-41, so we didn't get a packet from it after landing. Okay, they do have a link to their last packet received, and that's over at www.google.com/maps/search/question mark API=1 ampere query=29.205894 -95.599007. And he says that was at 1,486 feet mean sea level. So that was the last packet they got there, was at almost 1,500 feet. He says, thanks to all the stations that ran their receivers for this launch, K5MGY, KI5PGM, KD4C, and KE5JQA. 73 from KE5GBB. Okay, we appreciate that coming from Andrew and from the Richardson area of lunatics. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the end of the year edition of the Houston AmSat.net. You can call, make a quick phone check-in at 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message, that's to WV5Y, with no dashes and no numbers, or like West Virginia 5 Yankee, like Andy used to like to say. And then you can also send an email, that's to WV5Y@comcast.net. All right, this week's ANS AmSat News Service Weekly Bulletin is number 362, and it's from this week's editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW. All right, we got a quick check-in there off the phone lines. We're glad to hear from Willie, KD5CEV. So appreciate you checking in there, Willie, and I hope you have a happy new year.
W5BSA repeater.
This is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSat.net. The AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating to analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. Please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for an email delivery of the AmSat News Service bulletins that's completely free if you'd like the bulletins to just show up in your inbox. And that's via the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, we got an update from Bruce, KK5VO. He says he's on an AmSat Board of Directors budget call this evening. So he did provide the updates to the URLs for tonight there. So you can go to amsatnet.com if you'd like to check along with any of the links. But other than that, it sounds like he's tied up this evening with important AmSat business. Okay, we got a pleasant good news update that the CubeSat SIM kits are once again now available. CubeSat SIM is a low-cost satellite emulator that runs on solar panels and batteries. It transmits UHF radio telemetry, has a 3D printed frame, it's just exactly the size of a CubeSat. Looks like a CubeSat. It can be extended by additional sensors and modules. It is perfect for the classroom or for public demonstrations.
DL-123.
They say 10 kits are available immediately, with an additional 10 kits available next week. The cost for a complete no-solder kit is $550. And that's a big difference between the one that Heathkit put out. Actually, Heathkit was selling a CubeSat SIM kit as well. But for theirs, you have to solder on every little tiny piece. Basically. So, let's see, this price is $550. It includes postage to any U.S. addresses. Okay, it looks like the kits can be ordered at the AMSAT store, and that's amsat.org/product/CubeSat SIM-kit. This kit allows you to build a CubeSat simulator with no soldering, just assembly. And this item contains all three printed circuit boards, the main, the solar, and the battery boards, fully assembled and tested with all components and sensors already soldered in. There's a Raspberry Pi 02WH with a Pi camera and fully programmed micro SD card and a fully programmed Raspberry Pi Pico WH and a USB sound card. There is an AMSAT logo removed before flight T-tag switch, 4-piece 3D printed frame and nylon screws and nuts ready for you to assemble, with included mini screwdriver, metal standoffs, stacking headers, and JST jumpers ready for you to stack the printed circuit boards and the Pi 02 into the board stack. There is a total of 10 solar panels with JST connectors soldered on and a double stick mounting tape ready for you to mount them using the tape on the frame. 2 6? SMA coax cables and 2 SMA antennas for you to connect to the STEM payload board and the frame. Okay, you also get instruction sheets, which looks like you're probably going to have to refer to on this one. And it has a parts inventory and a link to an online set of instructions. They say the approximate time for you to complete the kit by assembling the board, stack, and frame is about an hour and a half. You will need scissors and the included mini Phillips screwdriver. So that's many hours less than the Heathkit version. The current version 2, CubeSat SIM, has some improvements over the version 1.2 version, including an FM transceiver, the Raspberry Pi Pico microcontroller, and RF command and control. You can also modify it to fly as a 500 milliwatt high altitude balloon payload. Okay, and if you really want to start at the basics, for those who'd like to solder all the components and acquire them all and 3D print their own frame. We also have the version 2.0 blank printed circuit board sets available at the AMSAT store for $35. And that's over at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-cubesat-sim-pcb. You will need to purchase the rest of the parts from DigiKey and Amazon for approximately $400 using the bill of materials that they provide, and that's at cubesatsim.org/BOM. Or I guess you could look at the list there and see if you're really high-techy, you might have some of those parts laying around. Okay, the kit instructions over at cubesatsim.org/kit. Kit videos, cubesatsim.org/kit-videos. And then there's a discussion forum on CubeSatSim on GitHub. That's over at github.com/AlanBJohnston/CubeSatSim/discussions. And the operating quick start guide is at cubesatsim.org/QSG. For additional information about the CubeSatSim, if you would like multiple kits for an educational event, or if you would like to borrow a loaner CubeSatSim simulator for an event, you can contact Alan Johnston, KU2Y, the AMSAT VP Educational Relations, via email, and that's at ku2y@awrl.net. And we want to say thanks to Alan Johnston, KU2I, the AMSAT VP Educational Relations, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WP5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, let's see. We've got a little past quarter past the hour here, but we're going to take a quick standby and see if we've got checking in here. Okay, we got Charlie, K5ENG, and he's over there in West Houston. So we appreciate Charlie checking in there. See, we've got Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. Of course, he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website, and we appreciate that. We have had to use that backup once or twice. We saw some lovely pictures from Minnesota today with snow stacked up for feet, like 6 feet tall. So, it looks like winter has hit in a big way over there. All right, well, once again, we got Willie. Good evening to Willie, KD5CEV. Got him on the phone lines. We got Vern, WA0RCR. He's in Winston, Missouri. And thanks to him, you can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM. That's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band. All right, and we want to say Happy New Year to Kai in 6ZZO. And he's up there in McKinleyville, California, and he's one of our and he calls and checks in there via the landline. So we appreciate that. Okay, from the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, and we also want to say Happy New Year to Rachy. And then we got KG4WIJ, Brian, NZ9T, Renee, and K8WX, Bob.
DL123.
Okay, then from Echo Link this evening, we've got Steve, K5YSC. Good evening to Steve. Hello to Damien, AG9T, up there in Oconto, Wisconsin. Not sure it's chilly up there also. We have Andrew, KC5LWBY. He's down there in Galveston. Good evening, Andrew. I know you've been battling that intense fog they've been having there the last week or so. Hello to Jay, N0IUV. We got Willie, there he is on Echo Link, KD5CEV. Good evening, Willie. And Indoff, N6UTC, and he's up there in Long Beach, California. So good evening to Indoff. Hope he's surviving and averting from all the disasters over there they're having. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Youth on the Air, Camp 2026, applications are open. Applications are now being accepted for campers interested in attending Youth on the Air Camp. Licensed amateur radio operators ages 15 through 25 who want to attend are encouraged to apply online at youthontheair.org. Applications will continue to be accepted through May the 1st. The camp is scheduled to take place June the 14th through the 19th, 2026, in Huntsville, Alabama, United States of America. For the first time, Yoda Camp will have a theme for the week being space. For the best chance of being selected, applicants should be submitted by 2359 Zulu on January the 15th, 2026. Campers will be selected by the working group and notified by February the 1st. The initial application process is free, but a $100 U.S. deposit is required upon acceptance. Should a potential camper be unable to pay the $100 deposit, he or she may apply for a scholarship or waiver. Campers are also responsible for their own arrival and departure transportation to the camp location. Travel assistance may also be available. Up to 50 campers will be accepted. Priority will be given to first-time attendees and youth residing outside of the USA. Only a limited number of returning attendees will be accepted and must serve as leaders during the camp. Leaders will be selected based on staffing needs to facilitate this year's session choices. The Huntsville Amateur Radio Club is the local host for the 2026 camp. Okay, if you're interested and like to find out more details about the camp, you can visit the camp webpage over at www.youthontheair.org, and We want to say thanks to the CAM director, Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WB5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. We're right here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick standby, see if we have any more check-ins. Any more check-ins to the Houston AmSatNet? Come now. Okay, well, tomorrow is probably about the last day left to get your 2025 coin, and you can celebrate the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight, and you just join the AMSAT President's Club, and you help support golf and the Fox Plus projects, and your membership start at only $120. And the URL, if you join, you help keep amateur radio in space, and that's over at www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. And related, the AMSAT Youth Initiative Satellites and Climate Change course is now online. The beta release of Satellites and Climate Change is now available online. This course is the second online course published as part of the AMSAT Youth Initiative series, How Satellites in Space Help Us Live a Better Life Here on Earth. Okay, the course was written by Eric Sonnenwald, KM2XSE. Eric, a retired science teacher in Lake Hopatcong, New Jersey, is a graduate of Montclair State University, with an MS in Geosciences and the former Science Curriculum Coordinator for Hardston Middle School. In order to expedite the development of the courses and keep costs low, one of Eric's most challenging tasks in creating the lessons is sourcing copyright-free graphics and related resources. Fortunately, there is a relative abundant pool of free materials available on government and college websites from which to draw. From Eric's content, other AMSAT volunteers use specialized software to format the content into an online presentation. The Satellite and Climate Change course follows the Introduction to Satellite Meteorology course introduced at Hamvention 2025. Several improvements have been added to the lesson format, including the ability to zoom in and enlarge complex graphics shown in the screens. This is an important addition since students often use smartphones or tablets with much smaller screens than desktop or laptop computers. The third course, Satellites and Pollution Control, is scheduled for launch within the next week or two, followed by Satellites and Preservation of Natural Resources. It's going to come in January. In all, 14 courses are scheduled for publication by the end of 2026. Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, AMSAT Vice President of Development and creator of the Youth Initiative, explains, "Our approach to getting youth interested in satellites and amateur radio is to attract their attention and participation in topics of current events and widespread interest. We explain how satellites are an integral component of almost every facet of modern living, and from there introduce the concept of critical information provided by satellites, then telemetry, and communications. We provide access to experiences with satellite telemetry via amateur radio satellite ground stations to access ARRIS packet and voice stations aboard the International Space Station, as well as other amateur radio satellites.
DL-123.
He says, essentially, we try to set the hook by giving students access to shortwave listening experiences in the same way many of us got our start in amateur radio, and with hands-on opportunity to download and analyze actual telemetry. A unique concept in designing the Youth Initiative program is that it is a community-based program available to all youth through their own self-interest, though homeschooling, and through programs such as scouting or community-based programs for youth with special needs. Teachers are also welcome to incorporate the materials into their curriculum where their school boards allow them to do so. But the key here is that school participation is not needed for parents or other leaders to utilize our materials. Knoska further explains that all materials are available online at no charge to every and all persons interested in furthering the interest of students in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. AMSAT is grateful to Amateur Radio Digital Communications for a generous grant to cover the cost of software licenses for online development and for supplemental technical artwork. Readers can preview the online courses, and that's over at www.buzzsat.com. And we want to thank AMSAT for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, East AMSATnet. Hey, if you need new satellite antennas, you can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, you get a discount over buying straight through M2, and a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL, it's at amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Okay, the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs has some sustainable development goals. The United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs works to promote international cooperation in the peaceful use and exploration of space and in the utilization of space science and technology for sustainable economic and social development. Space technologies have an impact on almost all aspects of development. Despite the growing global economy and the technological progress observed in the past decades, There are still many societal challenges that need to be overcome to enhance human development. The United Nations, involving more than 190 member states, has developed the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development in order to address these challenges in the form of 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. Okay, here we go down the list. Goal number one, end poverty in all its forms everywhere. Goal number two, end hunger. Achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Goal three, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Goal number four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Okay, goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. And then number seven, ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Goal eight, provide sustained, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. Goal number nine, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Goal 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. Goal 11, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Goal number 12, ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Goal 13, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Goal 14, conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas, and marine resources for sustainable development. Goal 15, protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems. Sustainably manage forests, combat desertification, and halt and reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. Okay, goal 16, promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all, and build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. And then finally, goal 17, strengthen the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable. The importance of the role of space applications such as Earth observation, EO, and geolocation provided by global navigational satellite systems, known as GNSS, in supporting the achievement of the development goals is recognized by the United Nations. Get an updated view on how space technologies and their synergies can help to tackle the challenges of the world's increasing population and complex societies, You can go check out www.unoosa.org/OOSA/EN/hourwork/space4SDGS/index.html. And we'll thank the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WZ5Y in the Houston Amsat Net. Hey, do you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? Well, you can get your Amsat car flag, and you can get other neat stuff also from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is at www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear.
DL-123.
All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the EastAmsat.net. I want to just remind everybody that URLs are available if you'd like to follow along with any of tonight's articles or check them out in more detail. They're over at www.amsatnet.com. There, thanks to Bruce, KK5VO, he's our webmaster. And then also, since he is on the AMSAT Board of Directors and is the awards guy, he's got information on our website on how you can get certificates and awards for making satellite contacts, including your very first one. And so you can go check out www.amsatnet.com for that. Okay, then once you get your feet a little bit wet and you say, I'd like to find out more information about amateur radio satellites, well, you can go over to www.amsat.org. And you can find out the status of the satellites, like whether they're currently working or not, the frequencies that they're operating on, the uplink frequencies, the download frequencies, downlinks, and also the telemetry beacons. And then you can also find out information about next year's symposium coming up when that's available. And then there's the store where you can buy stuff, including satellite antennas. So that's right over at www.amsat.org. Okay, some astronauts and launch teams have been practicing the Artemis II countdown. In a prelude to the real deal, the four astronauts of the Artemis II mission boarded their Orion spacecraft inside the Vehicle Assembly Building at the Kennedy Space Center on Saturday afternoon, December the 20th. The three Americans and one Canadian participated in a launch day rehearsal referred to as the Countdown Demonstration Test, or CDDT.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
This was the first opportunity for everyone involved with the mission to be on hand and to go through the motions of the big day with the fully integrated rocket in the loop instead of just data simulations. The test appeared to reach its conclusion with a cutoff of the simulated countdown at the T-minus 29 seconds point at 5:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 2251 UTC. The rehearsal is already running at least a month behind schedule. It was scheduled for November 19th, but NASA postponed that, eventually blaming a blemish on a thermal barrier surrounding the Orion crew access hatch, which prevented its closure. The test was rescheduled for December the 17th, but that too was abruptly delayed without explanation. The launch of Artemis II is currently slated for no earlier than February the 6th. NASA also says the launch will take place no later than April 2026. You can read the entire article. Okay, we got that over at spaceflightnow.com/2025/12/21/astronauts-launch-teams-practice-artemis-2-countdown. And we want to thank Spaceflight Now for that information. And this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So you download this file every week, and it'll update all the satellite locations in your satellite tracking programs and put everything in the right location. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And you can download those files and find more information over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And looks like Severosat-1 has been identified as object 66308. And we will thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, the AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. Currently, there are no contacts scheduled until after the first of the year. But the current update is the crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up. You transmit with a PL tone of 67 Hz. And then you listen on 437-800 megahertz, which is the downlink, plus or minus about 10 kilohertz per Doppler shift. Of course, when you first start hearing it, you start with the frequency on the radio set a little bit high, and then just like a train going by, as it goes by, you lower the frequency lower and lower until right at the mid, when it's at the highest, right in the middle on 437-800. And then when you get to the end of the pass, you're at about 5 kilohertz below 437-800. course, if any crew member on the ISS is so inclined, all they have to do is just pick up the mic and raise the volume up on the radio, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. And since there's some new astronauts up there and new cosmonauts, well, they may be jumping on the radio and making contacts. And the packet system is also active. It's on 145.825 megahertz up and down. If you listen for a pass and you don't hear anything, as always, if there is an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the ARRIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. And you should start listening about 10 minutes or so before our listed time, because all of our times are approximate, because we'll know exactly where you are. And the latest information on the operation mode for the ISS that can be found over at www.ARRIS.org/current-status-of-ISS-stations.html.
TL-123.
Okay, once again, if you'd like a refresher on those list of frequencies in use by the ISS, you can find that. It's at www.ARRIS.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARRIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. You know, you can become an AmSat ambassador, and we generally, through the year, also have AmSat ambassador activities. And, of course, those ambassadors, they provide the presentations. They demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites and host information tables at club meetings, AmFest conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And there currently are no AmSat ambassador activities scheduled. But we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AmSat Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, well, they weren't home for Christmas, but the astronauts in space found their own way to make the season bright. They've even hung their space stockings by the airlock with care. Four astronauts on the International Space Station, the ISS, sent their best Christmas wishes to Earth as they orbit our planet. NASA astronauts Mike Fink, Zena Cardman, and Chris Williams, and Kimaya Kui of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, sent a video Christmas card home as they and three other crewmates spent the holidays 250 miles or 400 kilometers above the Earth. Greetings to planet Earth, all of our friends and family from Expedition 74 aboard the International Space Station, flying high above, said Fink, who commands the Expedition 74 crew on the International Space Station. Thinking of you during this holiday season, watch the heartwarming greeting and feel the season bright at tinyurl.com/ans-362-greetings. And we will thank space.com for that information. Okay, well, you can join AMSAT today by going over to launch.amsat.org. In addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which are a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at no charge, and that's up to age 25. And memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms, and you can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, so remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW. That's f.kanoskis@amsat.org. Okay, we hope everybody had a good holiday there, was able to play with those radios, got the stuff that they wanted for Christmas, all the cool new radios. Or if they didn't, well, there's always next year. And keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. Hope everybody has a happy new year out there. So from Andy, WF5ACM, Bruce, KK5VO up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week and this year from the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, same to you, Andrew, and you have a good year, and take care, guys. And Happy New Year!